You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Bongani Bingwa
on 702.
Call Bongani
on 011-883-0702.
Well, as I say, German Chancellor Angela Merkel won a fourth term in office yesterday, but Europe's most powerful leader will have to govern with a far less stable coalition in a fractured parliament. This is, of course, after her Conservatives hemorrhaged support to a surging far right. And we've got on the line Bloomberg's government editor, and that's, of course, Tony Shushka, who's on the line from Berlin. Tony, good afternoon to you, and thank you for your time.
Hi there.
I mean, one of the things that we've seen with this election is the surge of the far right. Does it change the temperature in Germany? And is it all part of the reaction to things like Brexit that we have seen?
Well, I think temperature is a good way of putting it. Alternative for Germany is the first far-right party, if that's how you want to describe them, in the German parliament since, the immediate aftermath of World War II. On the other hand, no party will form a government with them or will take them into a governing coalition. So they see their role as kind of sniping at the established parties from the outside now, or not from the outside, but from the opposition bench. Now, is that uncomfortable for Merkel? Yes, probably. But I think the much bigger problem or the bigger challenge will be to form an actual coalition government, as you were hinting at.
I mean, one of the things, I mean, you mentioned the Second World War. One of the things that's interesting is seeing that Merkel's conservatives got their worst results since 1949, and so did, too, the Social Democrats. They also got the worst results since the 30s. I mean, how significant is this? Are we seeing a shift in German politics?
It's being seen here as a shift to the right, basically, because if you look at the other parties, I mean, obviously the AfD or Alternative for Germany could be classified that way, but you also have the Free Democratic Party, which got back into the parliament with, fairly good bump up in their share of the vote, and that's sort of a pro-business, pro-market, free enterprise kind of party, which is also quite conservative on the Eurozone. So that's what's happened in terms of, where that support has gone. But yes, the political center in Germany, if you look at the two biggest parties, that certainly has eroded, at least this time. And, of course, it's too early to tell if that's something that will stick or if they maybe power back the next time.
So what happens next in terms of coalition formations? What are the options that are on the table?
The main one that's on the table, and for the time being, it looks like the only one, really, in terms of forming a governing or getting together a governing majority in the Bundestag, the lower house, is for Merkel to look to the Green Party and the Free Democrats. And everybody knows and everybody says that that's a very tricky combination. It hasn't been tried before at the national level. There is a state government like that that's just come in this year, I believe. And yes, of course, you can make these things work at the state level because there it's about state policy like education and roads and whatever. But of course, at the national level, you have much bigger issues, international issues like the Eurozone and climate change and also energy. So to make a long story short, that is what Merkel is going to be looking at first. And it's going to be tricky. The Social Democrats have said they don't want to be in the government anymore. They want to be in the opposition. And until further notice, that's something that has to be taken at face value.
One of the things that happened after Brexit was this sense that there was a concern, rather, about Europe in general moving towards the right. And when Emmanuel Macron was elected as president of France, there was this kind of relief that perhaps the center was holding after all. What do you think this result means?
Well, I've seen a lot of commentary that basically says, including from economists and sort of market analysts, who say, look, Germany has kind of avoided this until now, and it's really just sort of joining the crowd. In other words, obviously in Britain it led to Brexit. In the Netherlands and in France with Macron's election, the far right was really held off. Now, it has surged to the forefront, at least, you know, in this, you know, in the immediate moment of the election in Germany. The other half or the other side of the coin is that you're talking about 13% of the vote, which, of course, is not really, is hardly a majority and is actually a relatively small minority. So it depends how you turn it. But I think the bottom line is that Merkel has lived to, you know, lived to see another day.
Yeah.
And she was really down in the depths a year ago. And here she is back for what is really a remarkable fourth term.
All right, Tony Schutzke there on the line from Berlin. That's Bloomberg's government editor giving us a sense of what's going on with the German election. Four terms. Imagine that being South Africa.
702. Bongani's on Twitter.
At Bongles.
All right, we'll be taking your calls on 011-883-0702 on a number of the issues that we've raised. But we're also talking to the Afternoon Drive's senior producer, Laura Wiener, who is in Berlin. Laura, it feels strange to be greeting you on the line on the show, but good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Bongani, and good afternoon to everybody back home.
Yes, you're normally yelling in my ear, not quite on a mic like this. So what's the reaction to the Merkel win, fourth term, a remarkable fourth term? What's been the reaction on the ground?
Well, I think it wasn't really a surprise that her party, the CDU, and that she would then win and, you know, go on as a fourth in a fourth term as chancellor. I think the reaction more is the state of shock. And a lot of analysts and politicians who we've been speaking to have been saying it's almost a political earthquake that this alternative for Germany, this AfD far-right-wing party, you know, managed to garner almost 12.6% of the vote. So it wasn't really a reaction of shock that Merkel won. It was more who else came up. Because her party lost a lot of percentage in terms of the votes from the last election, but it's where those extra votes actually went to. And with the AfD coming up, that's probably the biggest shock for a lot of local people we've been speaking to here in Berlin.
The interesting thing, as you would have heard from Tony, from you know Tony Schutzke a moment ago, that it is only 13% in terms of the larger scheme of things. But once again, you would have thought Germany had long moved from this kind of populism. So this shift to the right wing, is it something that's of concern for most people on the ground?
Well, of course. I mean, look, 13% or approximately 13% doesn't seem like that much, but it's almost 89 to 90 seats in the Bundestag and the parliament. So what they're saying is, you know, for the first time since World War II, you've got a far-right party who actually have some kind of a say in parliament. Also, some of the pollsters we were speaking to this morning were saying that, you know, the people who voted for the far right, they've kind of always been here, but their votes have been going to other parties, or sometimes they haven't been voting at all. But now suddenly they feel like they have some kind of a voice because they've got a political party who's almost appealing to them and what they're saying, and now they have some kind of voice, similar to what we saw in America with Donald Trump, and you had a lot of people who were disenfranchised, who felt like the establishment wasn't working for them, and suddenly you had a politician and a political party who was almost representing exactly what they were thinking.
What's the mood on the ground? I mean, you've covered elections in this country. How are things there and how do they compare to what normally happens in South Africa?
Well, it's quite funny you should ask. We're traveling with a group of South Africans and three journalists from Nigeria. And, you know, in the run-up to the elections, a lot of the questions have been, you know, are you expecting some kind of scandal, you know, a political scandal? Are you expecting some kind of unrest? You know, will there be violence? What's the security like? And it's literally been so calm and so peaceful. I mean, we visited a polling station yesterday and not one police officer in sight. You know, very, very little signage, so people kind of know where to go to the polling stations. And we asked our guides, you know, where does Angela Merkel, where does she vote? You know, will there be lots of police? Will there be big media presence? And they said, well, maybe there'll be two police officers outside, but that's about it. So it's very tame. It's very calm. Everyone's just going about as usual. And I'm not sure if you saw, but yesterday was the Berlin Marathon. And I mean, for them to have a marathon of almost 50,000 runners running in the morning and then hosting a federal election on the same day in the same city, it's just, it's crazy how things just kind of go about as usual.
All right, Laura Wiener there, our producer in Berlin, traveling with a group of journalists from South Africa covering that election and doing a number of other things. And of course, she's sure to bring us some goodies from Germany. And I've committed to you on the radio, Laura, so better bring something.
No worries.
All right, Laura Wiener there on the line from Berlin.